Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The city of Somerville is the most densely populated municipality in New England, squeezing 75,000 residents into just 4 square miles. It's a diversity and one with a bit of a checkered past, as it was once home of the notorious Winter Hill Gang, allegedly run by the now jailed mob boss James Whitey Bulger. This weekend, the city celebrated that diversity and a new future with its second annual Porch Fest, a music festival featuring hundreds of musicians playing on dozens of front porches around Somerville. WBUR's Jack Lepiars sampled the happening and has this story.
2 blocks from Union Square in Somerville, an Eastern European-style band plays on a violin, accordion, and electric guitar. It's called Porch Fest, and it's an eclectic mix of instruments in a city that has, over the past 20 years, become an eclectic mix of residents.
It was a local scene. It was local. All Somerville people.
58-year-old Jimmy Del Ponte, a lifelong Somerville resident, talks about Davis Square before the Red Line expansion came to the city in 1984.
You know, people that lived around there were afraid of the Red Line coming in. They thought it was going to bring in riffraff. That didn't happen.
What happened was an influx of students and young professionals, and the percentage of immigrants more than doubled, from 15% in 1975 to more than 1 in 3 city residents in 2010. Frank Bakey was a city alderman in the 70s and 80s. I spoke with him near a Porch Fest concert, where he told me he saw those changes while he was running for office.
And I would ring doorbells, and the people who worked at Harvard were the janitors and the groundskeepers and so forth. Now, the last time I ran in 2002, I was meeting doctors and, you know, heads of department at Harvard, and that's the type of people who are in Somerville now.
Years after the Red Line expansion, crime rates in Somerville have dropped.
I say kiddingly, we don't have the crime rate that we probably had years ago or other communities, because the troublemakers can't afford to live here anymore. I mean, there was a time when people in Somerville would say, hey, I made a few bucks, I'm going to move to Arlington. Now it's the other way around. You know,
discussions of crime in Somerville invariably turned to the Winter Hill Gang, which was based in East Somerville through the 60s and 70s, before Whitey Bulger moved its base of operations to South Boston. The city developed an ugly reputation after a brutal gang war in the 60s that left as many as 60 people dead in and around Somerville. But Ralph Rinelli, a former reporter for the Boston Globe and Herald, who wrote a book on the Winter Hill Gang, says that reputation did not reflect the reality of life on Winter Hill.
Everyone knew who they were. You knew not to mess with them. But you couldn't say that they really controlled Winter Hill in the way that the mob down in Providence controlled Providence. These were not guys who would sort of come up through the ranks and through the neighborhood. They were sort of a fixture of the neighborhood without really dominating it.
Rinelli says even though the Winter Hill Gang did not consist of only Somerville natives, the name and the damage to Somerville's reputation stuck. But he says now those days are becoming just a memory.
If someone told you that Somerville was once notorious for organized crime and you spent an evening hanging out in Davis Square, it would be very, very difficult to put those two things together.
Rinelli credits the city's mayor, Joe Curtatone, a lifelong Somerville resident, for changing the city's identity. And Curtatone himself says part of that involves creating new memories through events like this weekend's Porch Fest.
We speak 52 languages, we're proud of our diversity and our creativity, but if we don't come together and celebrate, we just become another place where people pass through. And even though we're an urban community, there's no reason why we can't have a small town feel.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiars.